Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, I don't know if you lived in suspense or went straight to the rest of the story, but yesterday I was talking about this person who was a member of the gang, and he fled after shooting this person. The person lived, but he fled to Portland, Oregon, became a Christian, then comes back, confesses his crime. Lee Strobe, who later became a Christian, but at that time he was an atheist, is covering the story for the Chicago Tribune. The person does not have an attorney. He goes before the judge and says, "I am totally guilty. This is exactly what I did. I know that I have a price to pay." His price was 20 years in prison, but was suspended because of what had happened and how his life had been transformed and the fact he owned his debt. And after the trial, he was in the lobby, I guess, and Lee Strobe, an atheist reporter, goes to him and says, "I don't understand any of this." He said, "Why did you come back? You were a free man. You were a very productive person in society, and yet you come back." He said, "Because I owed a debt to society." And he said to the reporter, "Lee, the judge did for me what Jesus had already done, and Jesus can do that for you as well." You know, when I hear stories like that and see the mighty hand of God guiding our lives, even when we are not aware of His guidance, it gives me great hope in the fact that He wants the best for us. And I want to challenge you to ask Him to direct your steps. "Lord, guide me this day. I want to represent You well. I want to honor You. I want to follow hard after You. That's the desire of my heart." God bless you, and you have a great day, and represent Him well wherever you go.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.